Overcast skies and 53 degrees in Rhinelander. At 106 with WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer. Just 6 days after losing a northern Wisconsin congressional election to Republican Tom Tiffany, Democrat Tricia Zunker announced she'll run again for the seat this fall. Tiffany beat Zunker by 14 points last Tuesday in a special election for the open seat. Zunker announced her candidacy by video.
I'm standing up for what I believe in. I invite you to join me in the arena. This November, let's dare greatly and win this seat.
Zunker is the Wausau School Board Chair and a Ho-Chunk Nation judge. Tiffany will be sworn into Congress tomorrow. He's filling out the remainder of the term of Republican Sean Duffy, who resigned last year due to family reasons. Tiffany will run again in the regularly scheduled election in November. Oneida County has the most specific COVID-19 guidance in the Northwoods now that the statewide Safer at Home order is no longer in effect. It comes from a group called Onward Oneida County, which includes health officials, elected leaders, and the business community. The Oneida County guidance closely mirrors the state's Badger Bounce Back program and places the county in phase one of the reopening process. However, the plan puts some sectors in phase two, allowing gatherings of up to 50 people. It also allows the opening of businesses like hair salons, bars, and theaters with certain restrictions. Oneida County Health Officer Linda Conlin said the plan includes both health and economic considerations.
We understand that we do need to get moving and we do need to get our economy going. And that is another part of the reason why some of those areas were in phase two.
Conlin said she considered making the plan an order, which could be enforced by law, but eventually decided to make it only a set of guidelines.
We were going to go forward with guidelines versus an order because we felt that people would listen, and we've had a lot of positive feedback that everybody wants to protect their employees, and they want to protect their customers.
Some counties in southern Wisconsin have extended their own stay-at-home orders. Conlin says she's been working with health officers in other counties across the region and state, but the guidelines ultimately speak to what's best for Oneida County specifically. See Oneida County's entire plan on our website, WXPR.org. And health departments in the region have requested assistance from the Wisconsin National Guard to scale up COVID-19 nasal swab testing. Two test dates have been set up in Oneida County. Ken Krall has more.
Oneida, Iron Forest, Lincoln, Price, and Vilas counties are collaborating with the National Guard on free drive-through style COVID-19 swab testing. Oneida County Public Health Nurse Rebecca Lohagen says the first testing is Wednesday, May 20th in the parking lot at Lakeland Union High School from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. On Thursday, May 21st, the second testing will be at the parking lot of James Williams Middle School in Rhinelander from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. Lohagen says to get tested, there are some requirements.
Person must be 5 years of age or older, and they must have at least one symptom. So symptoms include cough, shortness of breath, fever, chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headaches, sore throat, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, or a loss of taste or smell.
Due to the unknown amount of interest, she says prepare for potential wait times. She says wait in your vehicle until it's your turn. And she says besides giving free testing, they're hoping to have a better idea how widespread the virus has spread. She says results are available in 2 to 3 days, and either the health department or the National Guard will notify the person of results. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
A new approved test available from Aspirus looks at whether patients have the antibodies developed after exposure to the COVID-19 virus. Aspirus System Laboratory Services Director Deacon Washotko says there are two kinds of tests. One that tests if patients now have the disease. This new antibody test takes a different approach.
And what this does is it will tell you if you had a prior infection with COVID. So you're not sick anymore, but maybe if you were sick a month ago and, you know, you had symptoms but just weren't able to get tested, this would help confirm that you actually had COVID previously.
Washotko says antibody test results are especially important for detecting previous infections with few or no symptoms. He says it'll more clearly show the prevalence of the disease. People who were ill might not have been able to get tested but recovered. This will help public health officials map the spread of the disease. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's not known if antibodies will provide people with immunity from future infections. The test is available at any Aspirus location and requires a blood draw. If you think you need this test, contact your primary care provider. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says people can now renew their driver's license online. The state agency is making the change as it works to clear a backlog of nearly 80,000 drivers whose licenses expired during the coronavirus pandemic. DMV Administrator Christina Boardman says anyone between 18 and 64 who hasn't had a change in their driver status can complete the task online. The renewal fee is still $34. In your forecast for the rest of the day, cloudy, high 55 with a chance of showers hanging around. That chance of showers continues into this evening. Cloudy, low 46. Then for tomorrow, still perhaps some showers in the morning. Our temperature of 64 degrees. Later this week looks much warmer and much sunnier. Mostly sunny 74 on Wednesday, sunny 75 on Thursday, and a carbon copy on Friday. Undercurrents is on the way next. You're listening to WXPR News.